following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hi, welcome to Wilson Wednesdays. This is Bethany, my wife.
Yes.
This last weekend, when I was teaching, I had mentioned something called Passport to Purity by Family Life. Mm-hmm. And some people came up asking more questions about it. So we thought today on Refuge Daily, on Wilson Wednesdays, we'd give you a little bit more information about it.
Yep. So I heard about it because I listened to the Family Life Today radio broadcast, which I listened to it on the podcast. So you can get that podcast. Awesome, awesome stuff. Dennis and Barbara Rainey are the founders of Family Life, and they have since passed the mantle on to David and Ann Wilson. So they host it now. But Dennis and Barbara Rainey, and I say that because they're the ones who host the voices that you'll hear on the MP3s or CDs, however you listen to it, of your Passport to Purity kit that they give you.
So, and you can go to familylife.com or whatever that is for the resources.
So just so you see what it looks like. And so what it is basically helps you have that conversation with your kids about purity, about not following the crowd, friendships, and opposite sex relationships. It does cover some other stuff that you can choose as a parent if your child is ready to learn.
What about age did you do it with the girls?
So we did it with all the kids the summer before fifth grade.
Yeah.
Because our kids are in school and we wanted them to learn from us.
Yeah.
What the biblical stance of all of these things
that are going on,
the world around us is,
and their kids and kids at their school talk about things that are being talked about.
Because they're learning about it from somewhere else.
Yeah.
So
and can I just say something real quick?
Yes,
I totally feel like the and I mentioned it one of the services, it was like a softball being thrown to me of like, here's how you do this, Jeff. Mm-hmm. If you don't know how to have these conversations, and I'm totally comfortable talking to Jack about these things even before it. But this gave me the open door. We're going to get away for a weekend, son, and we're going to have some conversations, and they may feel a little uncomfortable at times for both of us. But at the end of the day, Dennis Rainey, who is the voice for the boys, at least, mm-hmm. He totally leads you into these just really comfortable conversations and stories and things that your son or your daughter in the mom-daughter relationship will be totally comfortable talking about. And mm-hmm. so it was huge for us. And what it basically did is it opened up the conversation for later on. Mm-hmm. So we had some good conversations, some big conversations on the weekend away. Mm-hmm. But then what it did was it opened it up for when we go home at nighttime. Jack is open to talk about certain things mm-hmm. that maybe before he thought were off limits and we can't talk about those things. And I'm too afraid to talk to my dad mm-hmm. about that. And yet this opened up that door for us to then through all this fifth grade career, this whole fifth grade year, we've had conversations of things. And this weekend really opened up the door.
Yeah. That he may not have brought you to you otherwise.
Because it wouldn't be
like,
safe.
This is, we don't talk about this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But so that's good. So, and the cool thing about the kit and the whole idea is to get away at least for one night. So they give you even like an itinerary for your weekend. Like this is when to, stick in or start the MP3 for session one.
Oh, yeah.
Like easy. A whole when to have lunch, when to have dinner and stuff like that. So it is planned out for you. But a friend of mine did it over two nights because it is a bit of material. And so that's when I was like, I think we're going to do two nights next time. And so you did two nights with Jack because then you're not going to like, okay, we got to finish our next session because you do want to cover everything, but you also want to be able to slow it down and take time because and it's always a good idea to choose your location that you're going to go away with your child.
Yeah.
Someplace that's like maybe an hour, a little bit more away because they're riding in the car anyway. you're writing together to be able to play it, and they have their little journal where they're filling in the blanks, and so they're listening while they're going, and you can stop it whenever and talk about it, and then they have a big chunk of time in the afternoon on one of the days where you go do something that they would love doing with you. For the girls, we saw a movie and went shopping and went out to eat. For Jack and Jeff, they
we shot BB guns at a camp. We shot BB guns and rode bikes and did an obstacle course and threw the football, shot baskets together.
So it's important that you look at the information and you plan that getaway. Don't just take it and read it and, you know.
I would build an experience around it if you can.
Because they'll remember it always. And
that's something that they will, that they will log into their brains of being like, I can't forget, I'll never forget the time away with Dad or the time away with Mom where we did that thing together. Mm-hmm. And that with the material is super powerful. And I would just say this, I was talking to Bill Ferris, who's, by the way, going to be our speaker this weekend. And he had said, he came up to me, and I don't know if it was him or one of his buddies who's also a counselor, was speaking at a retreat, and they had 100 men stand up. Or no, he asked 100 men, how many of you had dads who explained purity to you or talked about relationships to you with you? And he said 10 out of 100 men raised their hand and said, I had someone talk to me about this.
Wow.
And I thought that was so powerful. Yeah. And he said those 90 other people really kind of just had to figure it out on their own, or they had to have other people tell them, or someone, you know, a friend basically told them about purity or didn't, or the opposite of purity. Mm-hmm. And he said there's such a need for men, and in this case too, women, to speak into their kids' lives about this huge part of their lives as they're transitioning in relationships, and they're transitioning in their bodies and wondering what's going on and wanting to have actually a healthy place to have that conversation. So I would just highly, both highly recommend Passport to Purity for that. And you, or if you're a grandpa or a grandma, this is something I would bring up with your son or daughter. And maybe it's not even on their radar. I don't, honestly, don't think it would ever been on my radar had Bethany not brought it up, been proactive in it, had said to me, hey, Jeff, you should do this with Jack. And then I'm all for doing it. And it was just her taking the initiative, and maybe you take the initiative for someone else.
And you can, even if you are a single mom and your son doesn't have, because they do recommend, like, you know, the mom's going with the daughters, the dad's going with the sons. If you have a trusted adult in your son's life, whether it is a grandparent or an older brother even, or, you know, somebody who you trust to walk them through this material. Maybe they don't go away for a weekend. They stay at your house, but maybe you take them for a day. You know, whatever you feel comfortable with. And the same thing, like if a grandparent can do it, a grandfather, a grandmother can do it for any girls who maybe don't have a mom in the house as well. So. Yeah. Because it started, this all started as, I think, a fifth and sixth grade class that Dennis Rainey was leading. And he kind of walked them through some of this material as a whole group and split up guys and girls. So that's also an option, like as a group. But anyway.
Yeah. And I will just say this, and then we're done. It will take you just saying, this is important for me. This is important for my daughter or my son or my grandkids. This will be important. And it takes sectioning out that time and you doing a little prep work, just kind of looking through the material, making sure you have the time, you know, the right things for the right amount of time. And so I would encourage you, but the value of it is way beyond whatever it costs and way beyond the weekend that you took off work or you canceled everything else and you did this thing. The value of it will be so high. So that's our encouragement to you. Let's pray for that right now. Lord, we just pray for maybe anyone who's tuning in on Wilson Wednesdays and they are being touched by this, maybe as a grandma or a grandpa or a mom or a dad, and this is really hitting home with them and they see the need for it. May you just open up the availability and the ability to get this material and have the conversation with that son or daughter or granddaughter or grandson, Lord, which is so valuable and will be life-changing. It will be life-changing. Lord, it's centered on you. It is designed by you. And so, Lord, we pray that you would just do a work through this material and keep using family life as well. Mm-hmm. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Bye, you guys.
Bye,
have
everybody.
A great rest of your week. See you tonight at Resonance.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door.